When Alyssa Wilkinson and Robert Joustra wrote How to Survive the Apocalypse, they were thinking about zombies, alien hordes, killer robots, all those end-of-the-world scenarios we used to watch mindlessly on TV after a long day at the office, back before COVID-19 started literally killing us off. Well, Shannon Henry Kleiber wondered what it must be like to know you got the end of the world kind of right.
You write about the plague prophets. Who are the plague prophets?
So at the beginning of the pandemic, I started thinking of people that I had read books from or talked to or even took a class from who had said things that seemed to be significant and related to what we were going through. So one of them was Max Brooks, who wrote World War Z years ago, which is kind of a book about international relations and political theory, in which he thought about, well, if there actually was a zombie apocalypse, if it were to happen, how would different countries respond to it differently based on their core values of their nation or the way they think about isolationism versus, you know, immigration and all of these different issues. And so when we got to the 1 year mark, I wondered how much people who had written books that seemed eerily prescient or made movies that seemed eerily prescient, how much did they think they had gotten it right? Mm-hmm. And how much did they say, oh, I never anticipated this? So I contacted Scott Z. Burns, who's the screenwriter who wrote Contagion, which is a movie that a lot of people were talking about throughout the past year because it's fairly accurate, even though the virus in that film is even more severe and fast moving in the way it kills people. And I contacted him and was like, what do you think you got right? What do you think you got wrong? What could you have never anticipated? And I did this for a number of people. I talked to Ling Ma, who wrote the novel Severance. I talked to Emily St. John Mandel, who wrote the novel Station 11. I talked to the filmmakers who made the film Palm Springs, which kind of just happened to come out in the middle of the pandemic, but I think really captures the feeling of living in this kind of Groundhog Day reality where
A time loop.
Every day is the same.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And for the most part, a lot of them were like, well, I never, ever, ever anticipated that something like this would become as politicized as it has, that there'd be people who literally just didn't face up to what was going on, mm-hmm. or that it would suddenly become kind of an identity marker, like, do you take these social health measures or do you not? And that was supposed to say something about your political affiliation. They just never anticipated that, which is, I suppose, reasonable. And other people said, you know, we didn't write this movie or this book to reflect anything about a world where people are isolating, staying apart from others. But what we realized as we lived the reality that we had written about was that we had gotten something right and that we were learning a lot about ourselves and our relationships to one another and all of those kinds of things. So yeah, it was quite interesting to talk to all these people. And I think one thing I learned is that obviously artists anticipate things because artists work in the realm of the imagination, and sometimes they get it right. But even then, they're not actually prophets so mm-hmm. much as they are tapping into something fundamental about the human condition, which is something that artists have always done. But it was really revealing to speak with them about it.
Do you think artists have an unusual ability or even responsibility to kind of reflect what's going on, but also predict the future?
I always hesitate to say that artists have a responsibility to do anything in particular, because I think it depends on kind of where their gifts lie. But I do think there are a lot of artists whose job, I guess, or what they feel inside of themselves is their work, mm-hmm. is to know human nature so well that they can put humans into different situations in their imaginations. Obviously, science fiction has done this for a very long time. And find something there that can tell us something about ourselves, whether we're in or not in that situation, and also help us to reflect on you know, how do we feel towards one another? What does it mean to have empathy? What would it be like to face a particular ethical dilemma that might mean that I don't come out on top, but more people live? There's all these kinds of stories and questions that have been told for a long, long time. And I do think that's something that artists often uniquely have the ability to do because they train and hone their imaginations to really think through all the scenarios and tell compelling stories that people can relate to.
Well, what about you, Alyssa? Do you feel like during this moment, during this time, after writing about what could happen, do you feel like, wow, it is happening? What surprised you? What shook you up?
I think in myself, I was reminded of how hard it is for me to sit around and wait for something that I don't know if and when it's coming. I also tend to be a person who doesn't, I wouldn't call myself introverted, but I always had trouble talking about my relationship to other people. And I realized that I really like being around other people, even people I don't know, just as sort of a reassurance that we're all humans and living on this planet together.
That we're all still here. Yeah.
Yeah. I got like a weird amount of comfort out of just going down the street and buying a coffee from someone and exchanging two sentences because it just felt like, oh, right, there's something still there. Mm-hmm. And that was a bit of a surprising realization for me. But one thing I wrote about and considered a lot was the role of remembering what had happened. Mm-hmm. And I saw in myself the desire to jump past this time when it's over, to like just get past it and not have to ever think about it again. And I know a lot of us are feeling that, and other people are not feeling that. And I think that I had to challenge myself to not forget it and not make it go away in my memory, mm-hmm. because it's uncomfortable to remember, but instead to, I mean, it sounds like a cliche, but to like live in the moment and to be present in what's happening and to then not try to sweep it away when it's over.
Alyssa, what do you think is coming next in terms of creative writing and film and art from this moment? Do you think that a new kind of art is emerging, and what will we see?
I have talked to a lot of authors who wrote novels during this time. And they were like, I had to write it because I felt like I was going to disappear if I didn't.
Oh, wow.
Or filmmakers, yeah, who picked up cameras and started making movies about what was going on, whether it's documentaries or fiction. And, you know, often with these constraints that were on them for various COVID-related reasons. So I think for a while, we're going to see a lot of that kind of thing. But I think in the longer term, we'll see a lot of people working out the incredible anxiety that we felt and feel, but certainly that we were feeling very acutely when there was just no end in sight, no idea if any of this would ever end.
Alyssa Wilkinson is a culture reporter and film critic at Vox. She and Robert Joustra wrote How to Survive the Apocalypse. Shannon Henry Kleiber talked with her.